So, Jenny, we want to talk today about the nutritional aspect of almonds, especially as we're heading into the new year. A lot of people are thinking about nutrition and health and maybe how to get some pounds off. And almonds are a very good choice for this. There is some new research that looks at the calories in almonds. Can you tell me about that research?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been really exciting. This has been kind of a journey for us. For many years, researchers have actually noted that when they ask study participants to add almonds to their diet, even if they aren't counseled to use the almonds as a replacement for other foods, they don't gain weight. And this is something that we have seen as a pattern in almond studies. So we decided to actually look into it with Dr. David Baer from USDA's Agricultural Research Service, just outside of DC. So in 2012, they actually published a study showing that whole roasted almonds provide about 20% fewer calories than listed on labels. So this was fantastic news, but also begs the question, what about other almond products? So we decided that we needed to find out. So we worked with Dr. Baer again to look into unroasted almonds, roasted chopped almonds, and almond butter to find out if the same held true for those products. So just for background also, calories currently listed on food labels are actually estimated based on factors determined over 100 years ago. So Dr. Baer's method allowed his team to actually measure rather than estimate the calories we get from almonds. And as it turns out, almond cell walls are quite sturdy. So just chewing doesn't break them down completely. So a portion of them actually go undigested, and those calories aren't available to your body. So the results from Dr. Baer's second study looking at these different almond products was that for whole roasted almonds, we get about 20% fewer calories, and that's the same as what they found in 2012. For whole unroasted almonds, we actually get about 25% fewer calories. So that's really good news right now, especially as we're going into the new year, just to understand that one of our favorite snacks has even fewer calories than we thought.
You know, that is very interesting that that research was originally done 100 years ago, and we know so many different techniques for discovering things have improved. So it's great that that was re-researched and we found out more information. You mentioned whole roasted almonds. If I am looking for the best value for my calories, what almond forms should I be choosing?
You know, that's a really interesting question because there are so many forms of almonds that you can choose. And I neglected to mention that we also looked at almond butter, and I wanted to make sure to get that in as well. For almond butter, we're getting most of the calories that we see on the label. So for almond butter, you're still getting great nutrition that you would get from any almond form, but you're getting the calories that are listed on the label. So it's really a good, better, best story. So if you love almond butter, and a lot of people have started adopting almond butter, it's a great alternative to some other spreads. It's a good, better, best story. Almond butter is fantastic. You're still getting all the nutrition that you want from almonds. If you like roasted almonds, if you like that crunch and the flavor that comes with the roast, you get about 20% fewer calories than listed on label. And if you're one that really likes the natural flavor of unroasted almonds, you're getting about 25% fewer calories. So it really depends on kind of what your goals are and what you're looking for, but there is an almond product that is right for you, no matter what your taste. And one thing I actually think would be a great snack idea would be to mix unroasted almonds with roasted almonds, because then you really let your palate discover how different they actually are in flavor and in texture.
That's a great idea. And you know, as you know, I travel a lot for work. And one thing that I've found is it's really easy for me to throw some almonds into my carry-on bag or into my purse or something, so I have them with me on the plane. And it sounds like that's something that would be real easy to do, is to mix a couple of different types of the almonds to have them with you. On that note, what is it about almonds that makes them a good in-between meal snack, and also a good choice for the new year?
Yeah, almonds, like as you said, almonds are fantastic, especially for people who frequently travel or people who find themselves in the car, going from point A to point B. Or if you just find yourself in a place where you don't have access to refrigeration at all times, almonds are great because they're non-perishable. They have a long shelf life. Like you said, you can throw them into a baggie and get onto a plane or into the car, and you don't have to worry about eating them hours later. They also pair really, really well with other foods that are very good for you, like dried fruits that are high in antioxidants, dark chocolate, which we're learning has a lot of health benefits. There's so many things that you can pair with almonds to make a really diverse range of snacks so that you don't get bored. And to your second, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Oh, I was just going to say, to your second question about what makes almonds a really healthy and great choice between meals, there are a few reasons that almonds are a fantastic snack choice. Not only do they pair well with other foods, but they are crunchy. And as quote-unquote professional snackers like you and I are, as quote-unquote professional snackers like the two of us seem to be, we understand that it's not just the nutrient content of the food, but also the texture that can play into satiety. So that crunch that you're getting from almonds can be satiating. But we also know that almonds contain plant protein and fiber and really good unsaturated fats, and all of those add to the satiety factor. So you're getting not only the flavor and the crunch to quench some cravings, but then you're also getting those nutrients that help you feel satisfied between meals.
So really all around a pretty good bargain for your calorie budget.
Exactly. You're getting a lot for a little. There's a lot of nutrition in that little handful. And it can really help keep you from reaching for that candy bowl or making a trip to the vending machine that you can actually feel guilty for later. But nobody's going to feel guilty after a handful of almonds.
That's right. And, you know, I just to throw with my own personal experience in there, too, I like the motion, the hand to the mouth type of motion.
Uh-huh.
Having a little bowl of almonds on my desk while I'm working is so much better for me than a bowl of candy or something, because then I can have an almond and have that motion. It works really well for me. So thank you so much for your time today. I know the holidays are very busy, but I really appreciate getting this nutrition information for you. Did you have anything else that you'd like our listeners to know?
There is one last thing that I neglected to mention. There is a lot of research suggesting that actually pairing almonds with a higher carbohydrate food can help blunt the blood sugar impact of that higher sugar food. So that's another thing to keep in mind. We all have the sweet tooth, and so sometimes if we have something sweet, it's a good idea to balance that out with a handful of almonds. So if you're going to make a resolution this year, resolve to add almonds into your snacking routine, and resolve to plan your snacks, because I think that's where we so often get derailed. We need to think about when and where we get hungry and what our options happen to be at that time. And almonds, like you have mentioned, are a great choice for almost any time or place, just because they're portable, they don't need refrigeration, and they're guiltless. You don't have to wonder if you just derailed your health goals after a handful of almonds.
All right. Thanks again so much. I do appreciate the call and your time, and I hope that you have great holidays.
Thank you.